Her stomach roiled and heaved. Yet she kept on, her face smeared with the heart's blood that sometimes seemed to explode against her lips. Khal Drogo stood over her as she ate, his face as hard as a bronze shield. His long black braid was shiny with oil. He wore gold rings in his moustache, gold bells in his braid, and a heavy belt of solid gold medallions around his waist, but his chest was bare. She looked at him whenever she felt her strength failing, looked at him and chewed and swallowed, chewed and swallowed, chewed and swallowed. Towards the end, Danny thought, she glimpsed a fierce pride in his dark, almond-shaped eyes, but she could not be sure. The car's face did not often betray the thoughts within. And finally, it was done. Her cheeks and fingers were sticky as she forced down the last of it. Only then did she turn her eyes back to the old women, the crones of the Dashkaleen. "Kalaka Dathre Mahrana," she proclaimed in her best Dothraki. "A prince rides inside me." She had practiced the phrase for days with her handmaid Jiqui. The oldest of the crones, a bent and shriveled stick of a woman with a single black eye, raised her arms on high. "Kalaka Dathre," she shrieked. "The prince is riding!"